Chapter 11 Tours and Vacations. Topic 1 Taking Vacations. Dialogue 1 Hi, Mary. It's almost summertime. How do we take vacations?
As a new employee, you have 2 weeks of paid vacation a year.
How can I take a vacation?
You need to fill out a vacation request form and give it to me.
Okay. Does my boss need to approve it?
Yes. I will give the form to him for signature.
Does he usually approve it?
He usually approves it unless there is a conflict with some urgent work.
Thanks, Mary.
You are welcome.
Dialogue 2
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Brian.
It's almost summertime. What's your plan?
I got an internship from Microsoft.
Great. I'll work for my professor for 2 months.
That's good. You'll get a lot of your research done.
Yeah. I plan to use the other month for vacation.
Me too. I'll also take August off.
Where do you plan to go?
There are so many places I want to go. D.C., New York, Niagara Falls, California. The list goes on and on.
I know. I want to go to those places, too. Maybe we can go together.
Sure, I'd love to.
Let's make up a plan when August gets closer. You know how to find me.
Yes. I'll leave you my cell phone number, so you can find me in Seattle.
Great.
Topic 2. Boston, New York, Atlantic City, and Washington, D.C. Dialogue 1. How do you describe Boston?
Boston is a cultural city. It has the two most famous universities in the U.S.
Harvard and MIT.
Right. They are both on Massachusetts Avenue in Cambridge. The renowned Kennedy Library is also in Boston.
Did the early immigrants come to Boston?
They actually came to the small town near Boston called Plymouth on the ship Mayflower.
Oh yes, I heard of the Mayflower.
Boston also had numerous historic events.
What's the best way to get to know these events?
There is a building in downtown called John Hancock Observatory. It's the highest vantage point in New England. You can see the historic presentations there.
What are we waiting for? Let's get up there.
Okay, but don't forget Charles River and Chinatown.
What's good there?
Standing by the river, you can see the beautiful Blue River decorated with white sailing boats. MIT is just by the river. The Chinatown has many good restaurants if you long for authentic Chinese food.
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Let's go to MIT, Charles River, and Harvard after the Hancock Building.
Yes, and have lunch in the Chinatown.
After that, let's go to the New England Aquarium that is just on the city's waterfront, not far from the Quincy Market.
What can you see in the aquarium?
Dolphin shows. You can even go out the harbor to see the whales.
I'm so excited.
And a seafood dinner at a waterfront restaurant wouldn't be a bad idea.
You really know how to enjoy.
Dialogue 2
Where do we want to go in New York?
Let's first go to the Liberty Park. We can take a boat to get to the Statue of Liberty.
That should be fun. Do you want to climb up the statue?
If I'm not tired by then.
I know. Driving for 4 hours is really tiring. Do you want me to help driving?
No, not in New York City.
I'm also a little bit scared by the traffic.
You know, the Liberty Park is not far from the World Trade Center.
The Twin Towers?
The former Twin Towers.
Right. Then it's not far from Wall Street either.
Right. The Wall Street is actually a small street.
Small but famous.
Like Deng Xiaoping?
No, not comparable. A street and a person?
What else do you want to see?
I want to see the United Nations headquarters, the Empire State Building, the Broadway, and the Chinatown.
The United Nations is fine. Hope the terrorists won't show up when we are up the Empire State Building. But be careful in the Chinatown.
It's not safe?
It's okay. Just watch out for yourself.
I see. Dialogue 3. Are we going to gamble?
Sure. That's why we are coming here.
No, that's not why we are here. We are here to tour the city, not to gamble.
I know, just for fun. I limit myself to $20. Once the $20 is gone, I stop.
Good. Self-control. I heard you could get free parking with the casinos.
You can get free everything if you come here all the time.
I have better things to do. What if we get lucky and win a lot of money?
We'll go to the best restaurant and have a nice dinner.
You are so into eating.
My rules are, don't save on meals and books.
I like that. Dialogue 4. We passed by a lot of famous sights on our way.
I know, but we need to get on our second route soon.
Okay, let's make sure that we have a good tour of D.C.
That's for sure. We need to get up early tomorrow.
Why?
We want to go to the White House first. There'll be a long line waiting for tickets. The tickets are free, but the number of tickets for each day is limited.
Oh, it's good that you knew that.
After getting the tickets while waiting for the tour, we should get up the Washington Monument.
What's up there?
You can see the White House, the Capitol, Lincoln Memorial, and Jefferson Memorial on the four sides of the monument.
Are we going to the Capitol?
For sure. It's such a glorious building on the hill up there. A lot of paintings are inside for the historical events and the leaders of the past.
D.C. reminds me of Beijing. Wide streets, huge buildings, and tourists everywhere.
There are also lots of museums that are free to visit.
I want to go to the Aerospace Museum, the Art Museum, and the Museum of Nature.
We need to stay for a couple of days.
Sure. Topic 3. Niagara Falls, Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. Dialogue 1. We are like travel maniacs.
Yeah, we are trying to see the whole North America within 1 month. It's like we have no tomorrow.
Yeah. How many hours is it from Boston to Niagara Falls?
About 8 hours.
Wow. I can help you with driving. This is not as scary as in New York City.
Thanks. I'll let you know when I'm getting tired.
I heard Niagara Falls was the largest falls in the world. You can hear the roaring water even before you reach it.
I believe so.
I heard the views were even better at night.
Yes, they cast colorful beams on the falls, which is beautiful.
You can see the falls from either American side or Canadian side. Which side is better?
The American Falls and the Canadian Falls are different. From the American side, you see the side of the falls. From the Canadian side, you see the front of the falls. The Canadian Falls looks wider.
Can we get down to the falls?
Yes. You can take a boat and pass directly in front of the falls. The boat is called the Maid of Mist. You get to wear a raincoat for that.
That sounds like fun.
Do you want to try camping?
By the falls? We will be soaked in the mist.
That would be fun too.
You are crazy. Dialogue 2.
That was an easy drive.
You didn't need my help this time.
Not at all. We are approaching the CN Tower. Want to stop by?
Sure. CN Tower is what we got to see. I heard there was a revolving restaurant on the top of the tower.
If you eat at the restaurant, the lift to the top is free.
So we'd better eat there.
Take our time and look around.
Yes. I bet we can see Lake Ontario, the huge lake like a sea.
Of course. After lunch, let's go to Ontario Place.
What is that?
A show place for the province of Ontario and the nation.
What do they have?
All kinds of stuff. Shops, show places, playground, lakes and ponds, and many more.
Very interesting. Where do we have dinner today?
Now you sounded like me, always looking for good food. Let's head for Chinatown for dinner, if it's okay with you.
Why?
In other cities, the Chinatown has a few good restaurants. In the Chinatown of Toronto, almost every Chinese restaurant is good.
Really? I won't miss this opportunity.
Yes, let's go.
Dialogue 3.
Have you been to Ottawa?
No, I heard it's a very clean city.
I lived in this city for a few months, and I did not see a single fly.
Then it's really clean, or you were here in the winter.
It was in the winter. In any case, I like the city.
What are the major attractions?
The Parliament buildings, the Parade of the Guards, the Governor's Mansion, Rideau Canal, and many museums.
I remember the museums are free. Who are those guards?
They are actually college students, and this is their summer job to make some money.
That's nice. I heard people skated to work and school in the winter on the canal.
Yes, and you will find a lot of tunnels between the buildings for people to walk in the winter.
What a concept! I like the idea very much.
The best time is the July 1st.
Why? Because it's the birthday of the Chinese Communist Party?
Maybe. Canadians like Chinese very much.
You must be kidding me.
Actually, it's the Canadian National Day. At that time, the governor comes out to shake hands with everybody. She also invites everyone to a reception party.
How nice.
On that day, everybody is greeting to anybody he meets, "Happy birthday."
It's the birthday of the country. I like that very much.
This is a nice country.
Dialogue 4. I noticed all signs were in French.
Canada is a bilingual country. Both English and French are official languages.
But it seems Montreal likes French better.
Sure. Mostly French live in this city. I should say the whole Quebec is like this.
They wanted for independence a few years back, right?
They did. The value of the Canadian dollar became quite low before the final outcome, and it went back up rapidly.
You should have bet on it.
I wasn't smart enough.
The Olympic Games was held in this city.
Yes, it also has the largest church in North America.
We should go up the mountains and take a look at the city.
Great idea.
How are the restaurants here?
They have great restaurants, both French and Chinese.
I like the city already.
I can tell you've been with me for too long.
Ha ha.